This is one of his sneaky algebra tricks where we take the right half of that equation for the acceleration vector and multiply it by 1 in the form of the length of t prime divided by the length of t prime. And the reason why we're doing that, because then the derivative of t divided by length of t prime is, in fact, what we call the normal vector, n. And so we do get that extra length of t prime from the numerator in our formula in the next step.